Welcome to Dose of Courage, a podcast for purpose-driven women in search of community who are ready to level up in their faith, business, and life. I'm Courage Molina, your courage coach, here to equip you with the tools you need to live a bolder and more courageous life so you can increase your impact and income. Courage Crusaders, let's go. What's up? I'm so glad that you are back here. If this is your first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so glad. Come in. You see, this is a very comfortable place. Make yourself at home, girl. We're about to talk about some things. Go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube channel or subscribe however you're listening to this podcast so that you don't miss the other great episodes that are sure to follow. Okay? And if you have been rocking with me for a minute, hey girl, welcome back. I'm so glad you are back. Thank you. Listen, I know I thank y'all every week, but I truly do appreciate. Can you imagine like launching something, a podcast, and thinking, oh, I have a great message, and then don't nobody listen? Or if they listen, they don't come back. So that's why I thank y'all, because I don't take it lightly and I don't take it for granted that you guys are listening and watching all over the world, from Northern Ireland to Zambia to London to there are lots of places I can't. Oh, Nepal, and obviously the United States, right? Like, thank you. It's like a big deal. Like, oh my gosh, people are listening. It's one thing to have somebody listen once. It's another thing to have people coming back. And so I truly, truly appreciate you guys for coming back. So let's get into it. So listen, you know, I just want to be honest with y'all. So not only do people who I don't know, or like people who don't know me, they listen to the podcast, but people who know me listen to the podcast too. So I'm always like, when I outline my podcast, I think, oh man, these people that know me are going to hear this. And this is the thing. If you know me, then you already know this is true. And so let's just get into it, right? I actually hate is a strong word, but I mean it. I hate when grown adults use the word try. Like, that is so annoying to me. It is so annoying. I'd rather you just say, no, you're not going to do something. Don't tell me you're going to try. Just be like, nah, I ain't coming. Right? And I feel like the only things that you can try are like food and fashion. I'ma try this food. I'ma try this new restaurant out to see if I like it. I'ma try out this new high-waisted jeans. I'ma try this wig. I'ma try this new lip color. I think those are things that you try. But like Yoda says, and yes, I'm about to quote Yoda, do or do not. There is no try. Okay? So, you know, I'm a courage coach. And as a courage coach, you know, that means that I specialize in action, right? Like, I specialize in helping my clients to take action, courageous action and consistent action. I want them to do it on a day-to-day basis, not just this one-time thing. And so I celebrate the do, right? I celebrate you got something accomplished. You did something. And you know what? I used to really be all about like confidence. And listen, Linda, confidence is important. Confidence is a part of your toolkit that you need in order to show up as your most bold self, in order to take this courageous action, right? So you need it, but confidence is more about how you feel about yourself, how you feel about your gift, how you feel about your skill or the probability that you're gonna win, or it's your feelings, okay? Courage is about your action, and action requires commitment. And so how we speak about things, what we say, how we talk, actually has an impact on how we follow through, right? So Today on this podcast, I want to talk to you on this episode. I want to talk to you about, you know, the words that you use. I want you to start speaking words of commitment. And my hope is that you would swap out some of the weak words. I said weak and weak phrases that are culturally acceptable things that we say. And it's like, oh, people want to encourage you. I'm not this. I'm not that person. That's why I know I'm not for everybody. I know I'm not for everybody, and you have to be okay with it, and I'm okay with it. So this is for people who are serious about showing up as their most bold self, and they're serious about increasing their impact and their income. You're serious about building wealth. You're serious about leaving a legacy of impact. You want to use all the tools that are available to you to take you, to help you accomplish your goals, to help you live and build this lifestyle that you want, right? And so part of that is in how you speak. And so I want to help you swap out these weak words and weak phrases that we use, these phrases that lack power, and I want you to swap them out for powerful words of commitment. That's what I want you to do, right? And I'm going to teach you how to do that. So how can you're like, okay, courage, I'm ready for it. How can I speak words of commitment? Well, first and foremost, you know, I used to say this all the time. You got to get real to get better. First and foremost, you got to recognize. Yes, I said that. That was wrong. I was wrong for that. Do y'all remember that show? You better recognize something like that. That's funny. Anyway, listen, I digress. You have to recognize the phrases and words that give you an out, right? These are words that you say. Just think about it, okay? Just think for a second. Think about the words and the phrases that you say that give you an out. Now, listen, some of that is intentional, right? So as a parent, when my kids would and do right now ask me, can we do something? Are we going to do something? Whatever. I would say, we'll see. We'll see. You know why I say we'll see? Because kids don't forget nothing. And if you say you're going to do something, take them to the store, get them some ice cream, take them on a cruise, whatever. If you say you're going to do it, if you tell children what your plans are, you have no way out, okay? Because they're going to be bothering you, bugging you, getting on your nerves about it. But if I say, we'll see, then when I don't do it, or if I don't feel like doing it, or if I change my mind, or if it doesn't work out, or whatever, now I already gave myself an out at the beginning, at the start, the minute you asked the question, I gave myself an out when I said, we'll see. My husband likes to say that crap to me too, and I don't like it. I'm like, sir, I'm not a child. No, I know why you're saying we'll see. And he just smiles. He's like, we'll see. I'm like, hey, so what are we going to do? He's like, we'll see. I hate that. I hate it from him too, okay? It drives me bananas. I just want, just say no. I'd rather you just say, no, we're not going. But, you know, that's in your personal relationships. But I want you to think of it as it relates to your business, right? So here are some words. I wrote some words down that, in my opinion, are weak words or phrases, and they lack power and conviction. One is try. I already said it at the top, but I'm going to say it again. Try. I'm going to try to do this. Now, listen. I get it. Try is a word that we use in our vocabulary. I'm not saying the word in and of itself is horrible. I'm saying that for the most part, when you're talking about what your plans are, what your goals are, what you want to do, what you're trying to do, when you use the word try, you give yourself an out. I'm going to try to come. Oh, hey, I'm having an event this weekend. I'd love for you to come. Hey, I'm going to be teaching Bible study. I'd love for you to come. Hey, I'm going to be whatever. And somebody says to you, or you say, I'll try. Oh, I'm going to try to come. Does that mean that you're coming? Nope. That lacks commitment. That is not a word of commitment. It's a word of avoidance. I'm not going to commit to it in this moment. And so I do use words like, we'll see. I'll see. Listen, I'm honest. I'm like, I don't know if I'm coming or not. I ain't saying I'm trying. I'm just honest. I'm not saying I'm going to try to come. Because I'm an adult and I have a car and I can drive. I'm in control of my body. I feel like saying things like, oh, I'm going to try to come. I'll try to come to this volunteer rally. I'll try to come to this event. I'll try to come. I feel like that is a cop out. That's great for kids. Kids can try. Do you know why? Because they have to convince somebody else to bring them. They are relying on other pieces and parts in order for it to happen. But for the most part, for adults, that's not true for us. So we don't have to say try. Another word that I think is weak, lacks power and conviction is should. Well, you should do this. I don't like shoulds. I know that I use that in conversation sometimes, but when I am my most mindful self and I'm thinking about the words that come out of my mouth, I don't want to say should. I should do this because it implies some external obligation, that this is an obligation or an expectation that somebody else has put on me and I don't necessarily agree with it. When I meet women, one of the things, and we talk or whatever, one of the things that they say to me, and I'm never asking a question. It just come out, right? They just share it. One of the things that they share often is, I don't read my Bible as much as I should. I hear that a lot. I know I should read my Bible more. I know I should go to church. I don't know why they're telling me that, because I'm not checking for whether or not you're going to church. And I'm not telling you how often you should read your Bible. I don't know what your needs are I don't know. I'm saying that the word should implies that it's not something that you necessarily believe to be true. Because if it's something that you believe to be true, why wouldn't you just say, I want to read my Bible more. I want to make, going to church every Sunday, whether it's online or whatever, I'm going to make that a part of my regular routine. Why are you saying should? I should spend more time with my kids. Why are you saying you should spend more time with your kids? Who decided how much time you are supposed to be spending with your kids? I'm not saying things like, I should spend more time with my husband. No, I'm gonna spend more time with my husband. I'd like to spend more time with my husband. Should implies that there is a part of me that's a bit resistant to it. I'm not committed to whatever that should is. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm not committed to whatever the should, whatever that is. I'm not committed to it, because if I was, I wouldn't say I should do it. I'd just say that I wanted to do it or I plan to do it. Things like words like might and maybe. Maybe I'll be able to come. That lacks commitment. Now, listen, if your intention, because I'm all about great communication, sometimes I'm using words because I don't intend to communicate commitment. I'm not committed. Are you going out with us? I went to Florida. I was in Florida. First of all, that's not true. Let me use another one. I was going to say I was in Florida and the girls went out and I thought about going, or I said maybe I would go, but I didn't say maybe. I was like, I'm not going. So let me think of a different, example, because I never said I was going to that. Oh, I was just recently invited to an event and someone said, are you going? And I was like, maybe. That's not communicating commitment or conviction. That's intentional. I want my words to show that I'm not committed, that I'm not convicted about going, that I'm leaving my options open. That's when I use words like maybe and might. So when it comes to talking about my business, though, I don't want to use words that don't communicate commitment, because I am committed to the process. I'm committed to the work. I'm committed to the growth. I'm committed to whatever I need to be committed to so that I can have the impact that my heart desires and I can earn the income to support the lifestyle that I want to live. So when I'm talking about my business, it's so important for us to use words of commitment, because you need to be committed to your greatness. You need to be committed to your growth and to serving your clients and your customers. You need to be committed to providing the best product and service that you can. And so once you recognize the phrases that you use that are weak phrases, that lack conviction, and that don't relay commitment, you want to replace them, right? I want you to use words like, I will. I will be at the event. I will get a Facebook ads manager. I will enroll in the program. I intend to enroll 32 new clients. I intend to reach my sales goal. I must learn how to write an email that converts. I have to show up on Facebook Lives more often. I have to get my my schedule in order so that I can be more productive, right? Don't worry about, like, one of the things, like the pushback that I get when I talk to my clients about this, some of the pushback I get is, yeah, but what if it doesn't work out, right? Like, what if I don't know if I can make the event, but I'm going to try? Well, don't say you're going to try, because that just sounds weak. Just say, I'm not sure if I will be able to make it or not. I will let you know when it is made clear to me. Oh, I'm going to try to be there on time. No, I'm not going to be on time. But I can be there 30 minutes late. Is that okay? I cannot commit to every week, but I can commit to once a month. Don't say I'm going to try to show up. I'm going to try to hop on. Why are you trying? What else do you have to do? If you have something else to do, then do that. But don't worry about, don't have in your mind, oh, I don't want to give this statement of commitment when I'm unsure if I'm going to be able to pull it off, right? Maybe you're not sure if you're going to be able to meet your sales goals or to meet your team's goals, right? Like maybe you need to add more women to your team, or maybe you're not sure if you're going to be able to get on Facebook Live every day because your calendar or your schedule, or because you got a baby, whatever. But speak words that show that you're committed to it. I say all the time, I'm not responsible for the outcome. Now, I'm a woman of faith, right? And so I'm not responsible for the outcome. The Lord is going to bring the outcome. I'm charging the Lord to be responsible for the increase and the impact. But you know what I'm responsible for? Showing up, being committed, doing the work. So I'm going to speak to that. And because I believe that God is responsible for the outcome and God's responsible for the results, and I'm a woman of faith, I speak words out of my mouth that are a reflection of what I believe, not a reflection of what I don't want to happen. I'm not saying I'm going to try to show up every week for the podcast. I will release a podcast every Saturday morning with a live premiere on YouTube. That is my intention. Have I done that every week? I haven't. But I'm going to speak my intention. I'm not going to speak this doubt and immediately give myself an out for my failure or for my lack of commitment or my lack of follow through or being productive or organized or whatever. I'm not doing that. That makes no sense. Let your words line up with the outcome that you are believing God for, and let your actions follow suit, you know? And so if things don't work out, like I'm going to try to come to the event, stop saying I'm going to try to come. Say I'll be at the event. If something happens and you can't go to the event, something comes up, then you can just say something came up, I couldn't come. Like that's fine. Doesn't make you a bad person. Doesn't make you a flake. Now, that being said, the third thing I want to say is set boundaries and say no. Because if something comes up, that means there is something that I did not know about, could not have known about, could not have prepared for, that got in the way of me doing something I am physically and mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially capable of doing. Okay? Some unknown, unforeseeable thing happened that prevented me from completing my intentions. This is not, I'm going to say I'm coming when I already know that I have 32 other things to do that day. That's not what I'm talking about, okay? And so, because then you are going to seem like a flake. You're going to seem unreliable if you're always saying yes and speaking words of commitment when you know full well there are lots of things that are going to keep you from being able to keep that commitment in your business, with people that you know, whatever. It just makes no sense. So the third thing that you need to do is set boundaries. Boundaries, which means if I'm invited to something, and I look at my calendar and I already know I can't do it, I'm going to say no. Are you coming? No. If I scan my body, my mental, emotional, spiritual self, and I can already tell I don't want to do it, I'm going to say no. See, this right here, this is, now I can use my trip to Tallahassee. So I was in Tallahassee with the girls who are not listening to this podcast, okay, because they don't listen to podcasts. I know. I don't know what's wrong with them. Hey, Brittany. Hey, Kia. Right? I'm in Tallahassee with the girls. And Olivia listens to the podcast, but we're in Tallahassee and, we're going to be there for a week and they're going to go out to this wing place. You know, everybody's doing like this social distancing, but restaurants are opening up again and it's going to be at night. I'm not going, which I said right from the beginning. Courage. Oh my gosh. And I haven't seen them in a while. And our sister Ashley went, it's been like 10 years since we were all down there together, so it's super exciting, yay, all that, and they're like, oh, you're not going? No, I'm not going. And they're probably going to go to Brittany's house afterwards. Are you going? No. See, boundaries. I have it right here on my notes. Boundaries. Say no. Be honest with yourself. You know what I know about me? Is that it is very difficult to get me out the house after dark. Now, if it's your birthday and we close, you heard that part, your birthday, comma, and we're close, if there's some type of celebration happening, and again, and we're close, then I will make myself go, right? And I'm going to say to you, yes, I will be there. I'm not going to say I'm going to try. I'll be there. And you know what? I will be there because I'm going to do what I need to do to make sure I get out of the house. If that's take a nap, I'm going to take a nap. I'm going to figure out, I'm going to be talking myself into it all day. Plus my commitment to people and to my word, once I say yes, it's very strong. So even if initially I don't feel like getting myself together, I'm going to go. Because I know once I get there, I'm going to have a good time. Now I ain't going nowhere. I ain't going to have no fun. But I know once I get there, I'm going to have a good time. But I'm just like, I don't want to go nowhere when it gets dark, y'all. I don't want to go. Now, listen, if I'm already out and I've been out all day and you're like, hey, let's go over here. I'm down because I'm out already. Yes, yay. But once I get back to my home base, whether that home base is my actual home or whether I'm at a friend's house and their home is now my home base. Once I'm home, wherever that home is, I don't want to go nowhere, bruh. I'm not interested in going out again. Just forget it, right? So they want to go out to this wing place. I ain't going. You going? No, I ain't going. Are you sure? Yeah, and they asked me for like 2 or 3 days. Are you sure? Different women ask. Are you deaf? I'm definitely not going. I'm definitely not. Why? Because I know myself. I already know how I am. The same is true in my business. I know myself. I know that it is unlikely that I'm going to record a podcast in the afternoon if there's any person in my home. Now, the only person that really I can get with and I can do a podcast if they're home is my daughter, my youngest, Kyra. If Kyra is the only one here and I'm doing podcasts all day, then I can get it done. Kyra's here. She's quiet. She gets it. These men that I love, my son and my husband, I'm not going to get it done. There are things I'm not doing on Saturday. I'm not going to say I'm going to try and do it. I'm not doing it because I know myself, right? But the only way I can speak words of commitment, yes, I'm going to be there. I'm going to get these done. I will deliver this to you. I'm going to send out an email on Friday. I'm going to send a Wednesday email. I'm going to go live. I can host this Bible study. I'm going to create this program. I'm going to start showing up more consistently and writing more emails. I'm going to learn about writing all of those. I can speak commitment. I'm going to enroll more women in the fourth quarter in my programs and have more one-on-one sessions in the fourth quarter of 2020 than any other quarter. I can say that because I know what I'm going to do it, right? I don't need to use these weak words. Like, I'm going to try to enroll a woman every week. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say I'm going to enroll this many women every, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm working on. This is what I'm working towards. I will, I intend, I must, I have to figure out a way to do X, Y, Z. That's what I'm going to do. And that works when you have boundaries, because when you say no to stuff you know you don't want to do, and when you set boundaries, and when you have your time management under control, and you have your calendar set to do the things that are important to you or to support the things that you intend to do, then you can do it. Your words create an environment. So if I speak with doubt, if I speak with this out already, my calendar does not do what it needs to do to make sure I get it done. Does that make sense? If it's optional, words like I'm gonna try, or I'm trying, or I should, or I might, or maybe, make it optional. I'm gonna try to attend this course. I'm going to try to get my money together. So the minute I say I'm gonna try, it leaves an opening for me to give up, for me not to show up. But when I set boundaries and I say no to things that I already know I don't wanna do, it leaves space for me to do the things to support what I want to do. Does that make sense? It's hard for me to speak words of commitment when my calendar is a dang on mess. Then I have to say I'm gonna try all the time. It's hard for me to speak words of commitment when I'm afraid to say no to stuff I already know I don't wanna do. No, I'm not gonna say I'm gonna try. No, I ain't coming. No. Listen, no is a word of commitment. I'm committed to not coming. I'm committed to not doing it. No is a word of commitment. Actually, right? I'm committed to not coming. I'm committed to saying yes to other things. I'm committed to what's already on my calendar. I'm committed to doing the things that are supporting my goals. So I can speak words of commitment. I can swap out these weak words and start using these strong words when I'm honest, when I set boundaries, and when I use my calendar to create a support system, right, for the goals that I am going after. The support, you know, listen, your calendar let me say it this way. If you want to accomplish your goals, then your calendar is going to be the key to supporting the language of commitment. Let me say that again. If you have goals that you want to accomplish in your business, then having boundaries, knowing yourself, and saying no, it's going to help you to set up a schedule in your calendar that supports the language of commitment. So when I say I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to record podcasts, I'm going to go live, I'm going to host a webinar. When I say those words, that means that in order to support that, I have to say no to other things. I need to put it down on my calendar because that's going to support me speaking the language of commitment. So what do I want you guys to do? You know, I always have an assignment for you. The first thing is I want you to identify a weak word that you say a lot, right? And maybe it's a word that I haven't, that I didn't give you an example of. There are lots of them, but I want you to identify one weak word. I know what my weak word is. My weak word is struggle. I say things like, I'm struggling to, and then fill in the blank. I'm struggling to stay consistent in sending my sales emails. I say that. I'm struggling to, that is such a weak word, because it gives me an out. It means, and it lowers the expectations of the people that I'm talking to. It lowers my own expectations. The minute that I say I'm struggling with something, right, I'm struggling with this, that means that I don't expect to get it right, right? And that they shouldn't expect for me to get it right, because I'm struggling to do this. Now I can say I'm learning to, I have to find a way to, I'm in search of, I can say those things. I am mastering. To say that I'm mastering says that I haven't mastered it. But mastering implies that I am working on it consistently and working towards the mastery of something. So instead of saying I'm struggling with writing sales copy, say I'm mastering the art of writing sales copy. I'm mastering the art of closing the sale. I'm mastering the art of inviting people to join my team. That sounds so much better than struggle. And it's not just that it sounds better. Your mind responds to it differently. And the people who hear it respond to you differently. Right? And we all want to do business and buy products from people who are operating and who give off this certain level of infectious energy. Energy that we find attractive, that we want to have more of in our lives. I don't want to buy products or services from people who are like negative Nancy's. I don't want to be around that. Like, I don't want anyone to buy lipstick from you. Real talk. I want to be around people who make me feel what, like, who have this energy where I feel good because I'm in their presence, right? I don't feel like I got to carry the energy. Like, ain't nobody got time for that. So I want you to identify a weak word. And for me, my weak word is struggle, right? And I want you to make a commitment to swap it out. Now, as always, in the Dose of Courage community, I want you to share the weak word and what you'll swap it out with. Because somebody else might share the same weak word as you, and they may not have a word to swap it out with. Or you might see somebody who has the same word as you and their swap out word. You're like, ooh, that's better. If you didn't listen to the episode last week about community, you might find something great in the community. So go ahead and share it. It's the secret sauce. And then I want you to plan. This is the first time I've assigned this. I want you to plan to attend the Lunch and Learn. So I host a Lunch and Learn in the Dose of Courage community. Every Tuesday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, right? It's live right in the group. And I'm going to actually do a Lunch and Learn about how to create boundaries to support your commitments, right? Because it's important. It's not enough for you to know that you need to know that you need to do it. I want to be able to help you to create some boundaries to support your commitments, right? To support the things that you're committed to. So I want you to go ahead and put that on your calendar now and then make sure you're in the group. If you're not, there'll be a link to it in the show notes and in the description if you're watching it on YouTube. And make sure you put it on your calendar so that you can check in the Lunch and Learn. Now, if you are listening to this episode long after it's been live, then no worries. You can still get in the community, and I'm sure that there will be a Lunch and Learn about something on the next Tuesday at 12. Not sure what it'll be by the time you're listening to it, but there will be something there. So it's not too late for you to learn more. All right, that's it. You have your assignment. And what do I want you to do? If this has blessed you, I want you to bless somebody else. I've shared my thoughts, my insight with you as a way to bless you. Now I want you to share this thing that you've heard, that you've listened to with somebody else. You can share the link for YouTube so that they can subscribe to the YouTube channel. You can screenshot however you're listening or watching this and share it on your Instagram stories. Share it on your Facebook and tag me. You know why I ask y'all to share it on Instagram stories? Well, I always say IG stories. Because I'm kind of a stickler about my IG grid. So I'm not sharing just any kind of stuff on my IG grid. Okay? I'm not doing that. But the IG stories, they don't last. They're only there for 24 hours. You can tag me in it and then I can share it. You can tag people who need to see it and then they can share it. But at the end of 24 hours, it's gone. And so you're still left with a cohesive brand or look on your IG profile, your IG grid. And so I know that this podcast is for, you know, purpose-driven women who want to level up in business. And so that's just like a little branding tip. That's why I always say for you to share it to your IG story, because then it won't be stuck in your grid, you know? You can also share it on Facebook, but just saying. All right, that is it. Make sure you share. I'd love to hear from y'all. Love to hear how this has blessed you, how these things are encouraging you. I will see you inside the community, Dose of Courage community on Facebook. Until next time, I love y'all. Y'all be strong and very courageous.
Later.